Welcome to Talks with Ty Tuesdays. It's your girl, Talks with Ty, the podcast. Today is Tuesday, November the 14th. Happy Tuesday. All right, we made it to another week. We survived. All right, we persevered through. A lot of people didn't wake up this morning. We here. We in the land of the living. And we live. All right, y'all already know what time it is. Get a glass. Pour a drink of your choice in it and sit your ass right on down. All right, come on, let's get into this show. So tonight, well, first, before I start off the show, today is somebody, you know, okay, so let me share my day with y'all. I've been off all day today. Like my energy, like something's in my energy. Like I don't know what it is, right? And I've been feeling like, ugh. You ever had, like, you just got a day, like, you don't really know what it is, but you just, like, so I've been having one of those days, right? And I didn't know why. I had chilling.
Is y'all oh, asleep, my Lord. Bitch? I need y'all bitches to get.
My bad, y'all. I had chilling practice today, and my chili just pissed me off. Like, kids is ungrateful and they don't listen and they don't want structure. Like I don't, this generation is just different. And to think that I have a son that is 13, but he's nothing like the kids that I deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like it's weird, but anyway, they pissed me all the way off. Like I told everybody go home. Y'all, I'm really thinking about being done with coaching with this particular team. I see why, you know, coaches go to all-star teams. Coaches are pulling away from the inner city children. I hate to say it because here I am trying to bring that competitive style of cheerleading back into the public school system. Because when I came up in school, it was competitive. Like it wasn't none of that hunky-dory do. It was competitive cheer. We competed. You know, you took it to the mat. And it was serious. And so I feel like, you know, cheering kind of saved me through high school, like for real. So I just want to be able to give that back. You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of why I took the position. It was already on my heart. So when it presented itself, I felt like it was something I was supposed to be doing. So I went on and took it. But these kids, man, they different. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like simple stuff. And I have a squad of about 18 girls. And it's because of them that I had a second trial. They were coming to me telling me, my friend wants a trial. My friend wants a trial. My friend wants a trial. I said, okay, I'm going to have a second trial. That way we can have a varsity and JV. Yes, at the middle school level. Yes. Right? Because I feel like that's a way to build a good program, have more than one team. So I did this because varsity asked me to do it. And instead of them acting like leaders, they're acting like
assholes. Okay? And it's pissing me off.
The JV look better than them. Like, it's crazy. So I'm just like, I'm over it. Like, on top of me having the funnest team out of my pocket, not really getting paid nothing. I get paid a $1,500 stipend twice a year. And everybody knows that cheering is a year-round sport. All of their stuff that they have, their custom t-shirts, sweaters, like I've funded those things. Okay? Outside of the little bit of money that they raised, the majority of it came from me. You know what I mean? They're still getting uniforms, which they fundraised. Things like that. Like I'm really building this brand, this team, this organization from zero. Then I'm dealing with trying to find a space constantly. Then it's just like, it's overwhelming. And like, I'm at a place in my life where if it's too stressful, because like I got boundaries today and they like very important to me. So this is kind of draining me and I'm not enjoying it anymore. And so that's what's making me put the pin in it, put the pause in it real quick. Cause like, I'm not about to do this for another 4 or 5 months, you know? So I could do what I need to do, but it doesn't have to be where I am. So I'm just kind of at a crossroads with that. But back to what I was saying, like, I've been feeling, And I was already feeling, in practice. The cheerleaders piss me off, you know. But then my best friend, she gave me a call during practice, and she had asked me something, and I wasn't able to show up for her tonight, which is making me feel horrible. As y'all can probably see, I've been crying. I feel terrible about it, but I'm just not able to, unfortunately. And, you know, it's her father's birthday. So she lost her father some time back, and, like, it's her dad's birthday today. And I'm like, okay, this is what I'm feeling. Like, her energy, probably dad's energy, because he was, like, a second father to me. Like, this is why I'm having this day. Like, as soon as I came in the house, I bust out crying, and I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, I'm really having a day. And sometimes you need those days. On top of this time of the year, I really don't like this time of the year. I've never really been a huge Christmas, Thanksgiving person. But I think after some traumas that have happened to me in my past around this time, it sucks for me. You know, because I don't revisit it, but I do look back on it and look at my growth. And sometimes my journey makes me sad, even though it's beautiful and I'm happy. What I went through is still painful to me, you know, and I revisit that every year because this is like my year back. We're close to the end of the year, you know, 45 days out. Like, I'm looking at what I want to accomplish before the end of the year. And so the past 2 years around this time is rough. And so with all of that in mind, I just want to, y'all say a prayer for me. Okay, that's number one. And number two, say a prayer for my best friend. I have another friend who has lost her mom last week. So it's just been a lot. And I think I'm feeling those energies a little bit. So y'all say a prayer for my friends and, you know, happy birthday, Mr. Perry. We love you. We miss you very much. And your spirit and name will live on forever here. And shout out to my homegirl, D. I love you. And I'm continuously keeping you in my prayers. With that being said, that was my intro to the show. Let y'all know how my day is going. That's kind of why my energy is off, okay? Y'all ignore my dogs because they're in the background getting on my nerves. Okay, but let's get into the show. Without further ado, cue the intro. All right, y'all, I'm back in here. Let me put up, I'm telling you. So tonight's topic, I'm putting it in a little block. Y'all, doing a live show by myself, it's crazy. Because I be having to do all this stuff by myself. Oh, Lord. I should have been and did this, y'all, my bad. And my phone vibrating like crazy. But anyway, let's get into it because I really need to talk about this. And I'm going to share why I want to talk about this. So tonight we're talking about navigation through. Hey, Sharina. Hey, girl. Tonight we're talking about navigation through. How you going to act? How y'all going to act? So the reason why I want to talk about this is because, y'all know, I work at a middle school. And earlier today, I was presented with a situation with some students. And these kids really do go through a lot. And I think that sometimes that has a lot to do with how they act. They're not able to really be kids. And it's unfortunate. I'm just being honest. So I was presented with a situation today from a young lady whom, you know, is around me a lot at the school. And it, social media has taken over our kids because, like, it's a really big thing, okay? So I guess the school has some type of drag page or, I don't know, drag, BMS drag or something like that, right? Which I told the, you know, I told somebody from administration about it today because it was quite disturbing. But anywho, they have this page and some lies are constantly on there about some of the, about some particular young ladies who happen to be the popular girls in school. So, I mean, it just is what it is, you know, and somebody's hiding behind a page, basically cyberbullying, okay, which is insane, all right? It's just insane. And the girls were such in an uproar at school today about what was on this page. And I watched them for a while before I had even said anything. And I could kind of read their energy. It was kind of aggressive. And one looked like they was explaining themselves, and then the other looked like they. I'm like, what is going on? So I said, I'm going to wait and see. And eventually they made their way over to me, as I knew that they would. And they start telling me about, well, so-and-so said, I want to fight so-and-so. And I'm angry. I want to fight. And I'm like, well, you just said you didn't want to fight so-and-so. You said it was a lie. Well, it is, but I want to fight who's behind the page. I'm like, are you that easily controlled? Are you not in control of your emotions? Are you so easily controlled that somebody from behind a page who would never say this to your face is making up lies? So this isn't even the truth. They're cultivating lies because they're trying to cause complete chaos and discontent. They want to see y'all fight. And here you are coming in here, feeding, eating right out their hands. They made a nice pile of garbage, picked it up in their hand, and telling you to eat that. And you eating it. And that's metaphorically, of course. You don't realize that you're doing it, but that's exactly what you're doing. So understanding, number one, be in control of your emotions. Don't let nobody control you, especially you don't even know who it is. You're upset behind somebody being behind a page, and the person that's probably behind the page is right here in this room watching all this go down. Instead of you taking a stand and not feeding the fire, blocking the page, ignoring the page, here you are bringing the garbage into the building. So I had a long conversation with her about self-control, number one, being in control of her own emotions. It's very important that we have these conversations. I constantly have these conversations with my cheerleaders. You're too emotional. Somebody say something to you, you break down crying, you want to fight, you want to hit them in the head. Like, you got to have some self-control. That's number one. Number two, why do you care? This person doesn't help you. They what they do don't stop you from winning. Like, why do you care? Who you trying to prove a point to? So we had that whole conversation. I pray that she got it because she said that she got it. So I'm hoping that she dissected that. I hope that the person that's behind the drag page is caught and expelled. And if I have anything to do with it, that's exactly what's going to happen to you. You're going to be expelled. I'm going to do all I can to ensure that you are kicked out of school for cyberbullying. People hurt themselves behind that. It's cruel. It's wrong. And I'm sure it's not something or an environment or a behavior that your parent has taught you or is cultivating for you. I pray it's not. You know better. That's why you're hiding behind that page. So I really, really pray that the administrators at this particular school get behind this and truly find out who it is. And let me share this with you, baby, because I'm going to post this on my Chilean page because I want to be sure that it gets to you. Your friend's going to rat you out. See, the thing with this generation, when y'all do stuff, you tell everybody. Your friend's going to tell on you. And I'm going to do everything I can to ensure that the proper authorities get you up out of there. Your parents gonna have to take you to Maryland to go to school. So watch it. I highly suggest you delete it. because we are aware and we are on it. Enough about that. Okay. So back to what we're talking about tonight, emotions and navigating through. I was watching this video. Okay. I had to feed my spirit a little bit today, and it was a video that was talking about T.D. Jakes, and he was talking about the ability to navigate through. He was saying how God will show you the top of the mountain. He'll plant the seed in you. But the beauty, and I don't know if you guys have heard me say this before, but the work is in the journey. Okay, I've said this before. The work is in the journey. So you'll see, he'll plant the seed of the gift of the blessing in you. It's up to you what that journey looks like. God gives us free will. We're able to make a choice. See, that's the beautiful yet tricky thing about God. God definitely has a sense of humor. How you gonna navigate? How are you gonna navigate? Sometimes in your navigation, okay, how you act is of the uttermost importance. It's not that you can't feel what you're feeling. It's not that you can't cry. It's not that you can't yell, scream, holler, be angry. You are entitled to feel all those things. Hell, you human. How you gonna act through that navigation process, though? And that's something that I have learned like late last year, the beginning of this year. How do I act? It ain't that I don't go through the same thing. I'm going through every trial, tribulation. I got valleys, lows, highs, sunshine and rain. How am I acting it, though? God never told me that I wasn't going to have no trouble. How am I acting it, though? How do I navigate through those times? Do I wear my emotions on my sleeve? Or am I in complete control as much as I can be about how I act? Am I going to yell and kick my feet and stomp and holler and scream and cuss and fuss every time? Or am I going to hold my composure? Even though the day is rough, how am I at? Because I get a choice on that. I get to choose how I act. I get to choose how I carry on. I get to choose how I proceed. You're going to do what you're going to do. The water's already muddy. If it's muddy, I still got to go through it to get to the other side. I can't go left, right, up or down. I got to go through the muddy water. I can't always see what's in the mud. Might be some crocodiles in there, some snakes, some serpents, some piranhas. But my gift is on the other side, so I got to go. I can't go behind me. There's nothing there. How am I at? I'm going to give up in the middle of the mud, or I'm going to push through? How am I going to act? How am I going to navigate through? That's the journey. That's when the magic happens. That's when the growth occurs. See, you could possibly travel through some muddy water and make it on through. Smooth and easy. You might hit your toe on a rock or something, you know, hurt a little bit, but you pushing. Push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, push it. You good. Hell, you might go through the muddy water. You see a crocodile every other day, every other minute. The snakes tang you up. You got ticks eating you, the piranhas biting you. But you got just enough strength to keep going. How you going to act? How you going to act? How you going to act? The trouble is promised. See, and let me share this with you. It's going to be some haters. It's going to be some haters. Everybody not going to like what you doing, how you doing it. Some people are going to pursue you just to hurt you. I mean, and they going to play it good too. You're going to be so surprised that this is happening to you or that it did happen to you. Like, their whole motive is to make sure you lose. And at some point, you may recognize that. But here's a word of advice. Sometimes you have to play the role of the fool to fool the fool that thinks they are fooling you. I'm going to say that one more time. Sometimes you have to play the role of the fool, of a fool, to fool the fool that thinks they're fooling you. That's that thing about that gift I got. See, everybody, and I talked about this, and I let everybody say, oh, Ty, I want that. It's a double-edged sword to be able to see the very person that you love don't really want you to win. And you can't let them know that you know that they don't want you to win. You got to act like you don't know and navigate through. How you gonna act? See, everybody's not ready for everything. How you gonna act? If God blessed you with the gift of discernment, you know exactly what I'm talking about tonight. How you gonna act? Because, see, the gift of discernment comes with a great responsibility of self-control. Sometimes I ask God, why me? Because I see things before you even know you're about to do it. And I'll say to you, if you're really close to me, if I love you, I'll say, hey, this was on my spirit. A lot of people survive. More don't. And it's cool. I ain't mad. You're just not my people. You can't be around me. The gift. But how do I act when I know what I know? Sometimes you got to play the fool of a fool to fool the fool who thinks that they're fooling you. Life is truly chess. How you move is important for your outcome. In that reference, because life is definitely not a game. It's real. But in reference to how you move, how you navigate through determines your end result. Sometimes you think you know what you're doing. And then life gives you a checkmate. So you got to stand still and look at what's in front of you and figure out how you gonna navigate through. How you gonna act in the process. Trouble is promised. It's promised. Just like people with good hearts exist, people who believe in God still exist, people who want to see you win still exist, there are people who don't. There are people who don't believe. There are people who don't want to see you win. There are people who don't like you. They don't like you. It's people who absolutely love you and can't even imagine life without you. Either way, how you gonna act? How are you gonna navigate through? How? How do you figure it out? It's not easy. I don't have the answer to that. If that's what you thought this show was about, I don't. Because I'm navigating through every day. But I will give you some advice. I do absolutely nothing without asking God first. I don't get up out my bed without praying. I will lay in my bed, open my eyes, and pray. God, let your will be done. Thank you for waking me up, keeping me in my right mind, all my limbs work. Like, I'm talking. Whatever we do in a day, let your will be done. Humble me before you so that I can ask you what you need me to do. Because it ain't about me. It's all about you. As long as I got you, we good. So let's go. What we doing? Like, I don't do nothing. And I don't get it. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but it works. Or at least I feel like it do. Today, I had this situation. I came home. I said, God, what's going on? Does we need to be doing this chilling thing? Or what is it? Is it time to throw in a towel? Am I supposed to be somewhere else? Let me know. I'm just trying to do what you said to do. I'm just trying to give him some structure, give him some discipline, give him a safe space, and give him something that's bigger than them. And in the process, let them know you're real. Because I'm one of them for real. Like, what's up? You feel me? Like, that's what it is. Like, I don't have the answer, but that's my advice. Man, see, God know you do, man. And he ain't got to be perfect. I ain't perfect. I'm flawed. You get me wrong enough, you will get a tongue lashing, man. I have to alternate my
voice when I cuss because I don't be trying to cuss straight up. But some of y'all be having me fucked up. You feel me? Like, nah, I'm not rocking.
So I'm still navigating people. But I do get to choose how I act. So I try to choose right as much as I can. How you gonna act? The journey, the navigation process. That's it. Not the beginning, not the end, but what you do when you're able to do what you need to do. The choices that you make while going through. How you treat people. How you let people treat you. That's the work. That's it. So when people say, Ty, how did you get where you at? The work.
The shit that don't nobody want to do. The hard ass work.
Of getting to know me. Of getting to know God. That type of work. Like, I didn't, nobody wants to do that.
Nobody wants to do that shit. Nobody want to do that. We just want to live and get the blessing. Why do we do the work?
You got to do the work. It's the journey. You navigate. It's the navigation through and how you act in the process. I'm not going to hold y'all up here all night. But I had to give it everything that's happened to me today. And then, like, reflecting on life, because I have two important people in my life that have lost their parent, someone who's very important, and all they have is their navigation process. All they have of that parent is how they navigated through and how they lived their lives. How they acted and impacted people while they were here. How they impacted them. How they got it right. Not perfection, but progress. That's all we got for real. My kids are my biggest flex. Tell anybody that any day. My kids are my biggest flex, and their environments were major in their lives. My oldest son has always had his father present. You know, they've been through things in and out, but he's been there. My youngest son's father, dad, was gone for a while, super present. Like, he lives with him. He don't even live with me. They living their best life. Like, super, like, man, my kids and my biggest flex. And I, you know, I had my time. I did it by myself. I ain't do it by myself. I have a best friend who is, I don't even want to get emotional talking about her. Like, I don't know what I would do without my best friend, Mercedes. Like, everybody know how I feel about her. It is, I don't play. Like, if you know, you know. If you don't know, try it and find out. That's it. Like, that's what I got with that. I got friends. Man, God bless me out. I ain't lying. God bless me out with my kids, man. They my biggest blessing, my biggest flex. And all I want for them is to be proud of me. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? I want them to see that what you do matters. How you treat people matters. You gonna go, my kids have seen me go through the hardest times of my life. From fighting cancer, being separated, going through a divorce. Like, my kids have seen me through the hardest times of my life, and it always mattered how I navigated through. I thank God for them, man. I was recently having a conversation with my youngest son's father, and I'm like, yo, if you need to tag me in, it's cool. Like, I got you. We doing this together. This is co-parenting, even though it's from a distance. You know, like, I got you. You ain't got to, like, let me know. If you need him to come stay with me for a while, you know, that's me throwing my little, let him come up here for a little bit because I miss him. Even though he do not, y'all, he love living with his dad. Like, his friends are there. He's growing up. I get it. But, like, if you need me to tag me in, tag me in. Take a little break. Do what you got to do. Hustle up, you know, because he's starting a trucking company and stuff like that. And then we could double back. I asked him, it's cool. I got you. Tag me in. I got you, B. Man, that man sent me a text back, touch my soul. Because I understood it. He was like, he all I got. He keep me going, Ty. And as I read it, tears, is trying not to get teary out of now, but tears welled up in the back of my eyes and I started crying and I'm like, I sent back, okay, I'll never ask again. But promise if you need to tag me in, you will. You won't let your pride get the best of you. Let's always do what's best for our son. You feel me? Like that. Like, I felt that when he sent that. Because I think about the hardest times. My kids was why I kept going. So when he sent that, I was just like, I get it, bruh. Like, I got you. I got you, but remember to always be humble with it. Like, don't let our pride ever overshadow making the best decision for our child. And we agree on that. Like, we agree on that. So I wish them the best. I'm like, man, you gonna figure it out then, brother. Like, I get it. I had to figure some things out, man. You gonna figure it out. Like, God gonna make a way. Keep believing. Keep believing. Plant some good seed. Let it harvest for you. Tell him that all the time, too. So hopefully he's watching. Player, player. You know, you got to, because you need your harvest to come back with times. You know, when you're going through stuff and things not really making sense. And make sure you're in God's will. It might all seem great. The plan might be great, all that. But if you ain't asked God about should you be doing it, is this what you're supposed to be doing? It ain't going to work. Trust me, I know. It ain't going to work. Hell, we know that. Me and him, about us. Straight up, it ain't work. You know? But it's cool. We got a beautiful son. And we are figuring this thing out. We're navigating through. And acting like we finally got some sense. Praise God. Whew. Most healthiest place we ever been in. I'm grateful for that. We went through some muddy water, though. I'm just saying. So, how you navigate through? How you act? How you gonna act? What you gonna do? It matters, man. It matters. Y'all already know what time it is. We 40 minutes in. I ain't gonna hold y'all too long because you know I get up here and talk for hours. I just want to plant the good seeds. Talks with Tata Podcast. We talk about everything. Life, motherhood, fatherhood, relationships, sex, intimacy.
The good shit and the bad shit.
We talk about it here. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to everybody that is watching this on playback. Do me a favor, head on over to our social media outlets at Talks With Ty on Instagram, hit the follow button, and then go ahead up and hit the link in the bio. Subscribe to Talks With Ty on YouTube, all right? And we are also on TikTok. Make sure you follow us there at Talks With Ty, the podcast. Man, thank y'all so much for tuning in for another episode of Talks With Ty Tuesdays. I appreciate you. Be blessed. Keep going. And no matter what, keep growing through. Y'all already know what it is. I'll see y'all next week. When am I see y'all? Maybe this week. Depending on how my schedule is. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm probably going to post some cheer vlogs this weekend. Because we got some competitions. I got to go out and support some of my girls. So I'm probably going to post some of that. All right. But you already know what time it is. Until next time, it's your girl Ty. Talks With Ty, the podcast. Happy Talks With Ty Tuesday, and I'll see you guys next time. I'm out. Bye!
Human beings have one job. Self-care. Take care of yourself. So that when the people you love fall, your arms will be strong.